what the site does is take all the incredibly detailed statistics that agencies provide the Department of Justice in their annual FOIA reports and then displays that information graphically. And this allows the public to search and sort the data in whatever way they want so that they can make comparisons and see trends between agencies and over time. The site's also going to have highlights with key agency measurements. We'll spotlight significant FOIA releases that are made. So the idea is to create an incentive for agencies to improve their FOIA performance and also to provide an easy way for the public to see how agencies are doing. But then we also have this whole second aspect to the site, and that's an educational component. We want to have the site be a one-stop shop where the public can go to find out how FOIA works, where to make a FOIA request, what to expect through the FOIA process. We have explanatory videos embedded in the site so that somebody can just hear an explanation of FOIA terms and how the process works. Mm. That's designed to make it the system work easier and be more understandable for the public.
And the almost one of the charts right there on the front uh-huh. if you go to FOIA.gov is requests received, almost 600,000 FOIA requests across government.
Exactly, it's just an incredible volume of requests. The law is certainly being very widely used by the public, 600,000 requests, I think, is a very good indication of how popular the law is.
And then on the other side of the screen is the backlog. And, of course, just a couple years ago, a backlog of more than 130,000 requests. You've got that's now down to about 70,000, still a lot, but a significant drop. Where does this data come from?
Right. The backlog data also comes from the annual FOIA reports. So what we're very pleased to see is that we've had two straight years in a row where the backlog is going down, and that's obviously the direction that we want it to go in. We also see, and I think it's the middle chart on the screen, that the releases of information, they remain at above the 90% level, and that's, again, the second straight year in a row. That's another key part of the president's memorandum on the FOIA and the Attorney General's FOIA guidelines. The idea is to create a presumption of openness, and the fact that our release rate is remaining so high 2 years in a row shows that that is really taking hold across the government.
And this, does FOIA.gov, is this like the portal for if folks are looking for FOIAs, this is where they should start? Is that the idea behind this?
Well, for the educational component, you certainly can find, if you want to know where do I make a FOIA request or how do I make a FOIA request, how does that really work? They definitely could go to FOIA.gov, understand, get a sort of a tutorial about how the process works, and then they can go directly to the any agency that they want to make a FOIA request to. Then within the agency, they can actually click on the specific office, get all the information about where to send the request, who the contacts are, the website for that agency. So, yes, the idea is that it's a one-stop location to get information about how to make a request.
And under one of the more fascinating parts of this, you have different tabs on the top and you uh-huh. pull reports, and you can see the most popular requests, FOIA requests across where'd you get that data? That's cool.
Right. The reports that people are running, or the most popular reports, are reports that they're running through the site itself.
Cool.
Which is a neat feature. And then we also have the most recently run reports. And then you'll see also a column where we're going to run reports, so that we're going to run reports for things that we think would be interesting to highlight, that maybe somebody hasn't thought to run a report on that we think would be a good thing to feature. So we have those whole variety of types of reports that are possible under the capabilities of this new website.
Now, pulling all this together, collecting all this data, do you see any trends with these, with the FOIA reports, with how agencies are dealing with this, either good or bad?
Well, I think the two tremendously positive trends are the ones we mentioned a minute ago, that backlogs are going down for the second straight year in a row. Releases are remaining above 90% 2 years in a row. So those are really excellent trends. We want to just continue to see that good progress carried on in this year and in the year ahead.
There was this survey that the National Security Archive did,
right,
that showed that a lot of federal agencies still struggling to meet the openness, the directive, the Obama openness transparency requirement. 41 of 90 federal agencies have yet to make concrete changes to their FOIA procedures.
The conclusions that were reached in that report are based on incomplete data. And that's because the chief FOIA officer reports that every agency files in accordance with Attorney General Holder's FOIA guidelines, describe the concrete steps that agencies have taken to increase transparency. And those reports are all public, and they were submitted prior to the time that the National Security Archive completed its report. And so, and it's for that reason that the conclusions that they reached are incomplete. We have posted on our DOJ website the success stories from agencies, for especially all the key agencies, the departments in particular, and which demonstrate that there have been very significant concrete steps taken to increase transparency.
And do you find that folks are, I mean, part of the idea, as I've heard administration folks talking about this, the idea is as FOIA requests come in, hold on, somebody's made that request. Chances are that somebody else would like that data. So if you're finding it for one, let's just post it on a website and make it available to everyone. All of a sudden, these reading rooms, FOIA reading rooms,
right,
become a more rich, more interactive, they become real places for people to go and get information. Do you find that happening?
I think that the concept of what we call proactive disclosures,
right,
that is a key part of the President's and Attorney General's guidelines. The idea is that agencies should anticipate interest in records even before one request has come in, and to post information prior to a request being made. And I think a really good example of that is what occurred with the BP oil spill. There were agencies across the government setting up standalone websites specifically loaded with documents connected with all sorts of aspects of the oil spill. And that's its own distinct aspect of these new transparency initiatives, to have proactive disclosures on a rolling basis so that you can eliminate the need for the public to make certainly at least some FOIA requests at all.
Yeah.
To be able to go right to the website and find what they need.
And FOIA officers, instead of having to, you know, process yet another request, they can just send a link, for goodness
sakes.
Exactly. All of a sudden it becomes a much more, as you say, proactive way of dealing with this.
Exactly. So the idea is to sort of change the presumption about how FOIA works so that it's not just reactive, it's also proactive disclosure as well.
And you watch this across government. Are you seeing that getting into agencies? Is this the way that they're thinking these days?
Yes, I think a lot of the agencies, and again, it's all reflected in their chief FOIA officer reports, because they specifically report to the Department of Justice on steps they're doing to accomplish proactive disclosure. So we ask for this sort of data from the agencies, and they are reporting back some really great examples of things they're doing, not only to post more information, but also to make the information more understandable, more usable, sortable, taking it even one step further by making it interactive. So we're really seeing agencies embrace this concept quite well.
And I got to ask you, because the openness in the age of WikiLeaks, all of a sudden I hear folks out there saying, hold on, I go to them and say, oh, openness, and people think about this in a different way these days. Have you seen any implications from that?
No, I think that the president's memo and the attorney general's guidelines are very strong directives. Obviously, they were from the very beginning of this administration, and my office has been working since, for the past 2 years to really encourage agencies to try to do all they can to achieve this new era of open government that we're striving for. And I really think it is taking hold across the government.